Morning, everybody. My name is Anna Zamora Kapoor, and I have no relationship to this quote. Thank you for inviting me to come here today to talk about suicidal ideation in American Indian, Alaska Native, and white adolescents. Specifically, we're going to focus on the role of social isolation, exposure to suicide, and overweight. Before moving forward, I wanted to say I'm coming from the University of Washington, and specifically Partnerships for Native Health, a research center specialized in American and Alaskan Native health and health disparities. When I started my postdoc at the Department of Psychiatry, I asked myself, well, why is it that American and Alaskan Native adolescents have the highest rates of suicide in the country? And to understand that, I have a background in sociology, so I went to my discipline, and I wanted to understand what are the most important theories to explain suicidal ideation. And there are two known theories. One is social isolation, following the work of Emile Durkheim, and secondly, we have exposure to suicide. So we would expect that individuals who feel socially isolated tend to be more likely to think about committing suicide than others. And we would also expect that those that have been exposed to suicide through their relatives or friends would think of committing suicide as an option. Now, I also reviewed the literature on health disparities, and I noticed that there was one more explanation for suicidal ideation, which is based on overweight and obesity. And I realized that studies that had not represented American Indians and Alaska Natives found that, indeed, adolescents who were either overweight or obese had an increased risk of suicidal ideation compared to those with a normal BMI. Now, both traditional explanations for suicidal ideation had already been found associated with suicidal ideation in American Indians, but nobody had actually looked at the role of overweight. And I thought, well, could this be important? And indeed, if we look at the rates of overweight or obesity in American and Alaska Native adolescents, we see that they have higher rates of both overweight and obesity. So I thought that, well, you know, perhaps there's something that we could learn here. And above all, not doing so could also have important implications. So the research objectives of this study was to, first of all, compare the potential contribution of these three different factors, so social isolation, exposure to suicide, and overweight, and suicidal ideation outcomes in both American Indians and white adolescents. Then we also wanted to look at how these three variables could be related to one another, because we know that obviously in any community, overweight could be associated with isolation, or exposure to suicide could be associated with overweight. So I wanted to understand, could these three variables also be associated with one another and then explain suicidal ideation? And third, we wanted to see whether these associations were similar or different for each racial group. You know, as we all try to conduct culturally competent care, we want to recognize, are these associations similar or different, and if they are different, to what extent they are different, and where are they different. So we use data from the National External Study of Adolescent to Adult Health. It's a national survey that contains 4 weeks of data. It's nationally representative, but it did not, as I will explain later in the limitations, it did not oversample American Indians. So even though it contains quite a large sample of American Indians, it did not oversample them. So that's one of the limitations of the data set. And the age at recruitment was 11 to 20. Our inclusion criteria was pretty straightforward. We included respondents that self-identified as American, Alaska Native, or white, and they reported their height and weight. So we were able to calculate their BMI. Our final sample size included 721 American Indians and 12,107 white adolescents. And we used generalized estimating equations and path analysis to answer our research questions. So first of all, let's look at the descriptives. We found that suicidal ideation was higher in American Indians versus whites. And by the way, the way that the suicidal ideation was measured was through the question, was self-reported, and was through the question, have you thought about committing suicide in the last 12 months? So it was all self-reported. The variables of interest also showed important differences by race. We noticed that overweight was more prevalent in American Indians than in whites, but we did not find differences in social isolation. We assessed that explanation with two different questions. One looked at whether you felt socially accepted or not, and whether you felt part of the school. I mean, remember, these are high school students, 11 to 20, so they're all in high school at the time of the survey. And we did not find differences by race. However, we found differences in their exposure to suicide. American Indians reported having higher exposure, both through friends as well as through relatives. So, as our, in our last presentation, I want everyone to just kind of take a quick step back and think about the implications of these numbers for the communities that we try to serve. So, as we've said before, we noticed important differences in the percentage of respondents that were overweight, differences by race. We did not find substantial differences in social isolation, but we noticed important differences in both their exposure to suicide as well as the suicidal ideation outcomes. In our regressions, we did a nested model here, but we can jump to model 4, which compares the coefficients for all three explanations of interest, and we noticed that when we compared the significance of overweight, exposure to suicide, and social isolation, we noticed that the exposure to suicide through a friend had the strongest impact on suicidal ideation outcomes. In fact, having that exposure increased the risk of suicidal ideation 3 times. So if you had a friend who had committed suicide, you have 3 times the odds of thinking about committing suicide yourself. We also noticed that respondents that had a relative who had committed suicide had more than double the odds of thinking about committing suicide themselves, as well as those that did not feel socially integrated. Finally, we observed that overweight had a small effect on suicidal ideation, and it was statistically significant, but it was significantly smaller in size than other traditionally known explanations for suicide. Then we looked at the associations of these variables to one another and their potential effects on suicidal ideation outcomes. The model that you see on the screen is the model for American Indians. And here what we see is that the arrows between exposure and overweight to isolation were not as statistically significant. So having the exposure, being exposed to suicide, either through friends or family, did not affect your social isolation, and neither did being overweight for American Indians. However, we see that each of these explanations, each of these boxes, has a statistically significant association with suicidal ideation. So what we see here is that these three explanations are associated with suicidal ideation, but they're not associated to one another in American Indian Alaska Natives. We see a very different picture in whites. Here we see that exposure to suicide and overweight are associated with social isolation. So this is something, if you remember the graph before, this is something very different from the American Indian adolescents. And in fact, if we looked at the arrow between overweight and suicidal ideation, we see that in whites, there's no statistically significant association there. So the whole effect of being overweight is mediated by social isolation in whites, not in American Indians. also see that isolation partly mediates the effect of being exposed to suicide in this population, even though that exposure also has independently its own association with suicidal ideation. So going back to the original research questions of this paper, we we wanted to answer each of our aims. So our first aim was to compare the contribution of these three explanations to suicidal ideation outcomes, and we found that exposure to suicide through a friend was the most important variable. When we looked at the mediating factors for this outcome, we noted that all risk factors were associated with suicidal ideation in both groups, but we observed different patterns by race. And when we assessed racial differences, we noticed that for American Indians, all three variables were independently associated with suicidal ideation, whereas for whites, being overweight was only associated to social isolation and through that to suicidal ideation, but it did not have an independent association with suicidal ideation. So what are the limitations of this study? Well, first of all, most of our variables of interest were collected by self-report. And our respondents are adolescents, so we might be using data that could be slightly biased. We did not distinguish between adolescents who are overweight and obese because we were interested in being able to provide a public health message that concerned a broader percentage of the population. But there might be important differences in between the overweight and obese and their likelihood of thinking about committing suicide. And we did not identify adolescents with or without suicide attempts. So we do not know how that could play a role in their suicidal ideation. Finally, we treated both racial groups as homogeneous groups, which is far from ideal and far from the truth of the everyday life of these populations. But this was an epidemiological study, and we did not collect the data ourselves. And this is something that we hope that future studies are able to address. And finally, as I was saying before, Ag Health did not oversample American Indians. So our sample was nationally representative in the sense that it included the percentage of American Indians that is in the US population, but it did not oversample per se. It did not provide a clear picture of all American Indian populations in the country. However, the study also has some contributions. We measured the relative contribution of these three important explanations for suicidal ideation in adolescents. We looked at racial differences by groups, and racial differences and these factors. And we also looked at how these variables are related to one another, and the extent to which we could identify potential points of intervention for suicidal ideation. So going back to my original question, why American and Alaskan adolescents have the highest rates of suicide? It looks like isolation, exposure to suicide, and overweight provide partial answers, but further research is needed.